At 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hey, the scientists, the researchers out there, the lab coat folks have finally gotten some science that we can use in everyday life. Coming up, a study on the fastest way to cool down your vehicle. You get to the car, you open the car door, it's possibly 5,000 degrees Kelvin inside the vehicle. You want to figure out how to cool it down to some temperature that you can get into without having to wear, you know, like a Nomex suit and some kind of cooling system. They did a test, the fastest way to cool down the vehicle. We'll give you those stats coming up in just a little bit. Also, a reminder here, as we are, is either to what, we got two more days of nappy voting. We really, I have been remiss lately, have not been talking about it, and I can't do that because everybody else does. VoteNappies.com, the website. Thank you for all the nominations in all the categories for this show, the midday show, our weekend programming, so many live local shows that we do. Made it on y'all's list in the nomination process. Now you got to take us across the finish line. Need your vote every day. Every day you can vote once a day because we're actually the ones that do it the fair and correct way. We'll leave it at that. You can vote once a day at votenappies.com and hopefully get those votes in the media section for FM Talk 106.5. We sure appreciate your votes. And yeah, 2 days left to do that.
That's all right. That's a great reminder.
Yes, I'm trying. I forgot, but now I remembered. So I just
it's
temporarily
forgot. It's a team effort,
forgot.
Though. That's right. We're reminding people all across the airwaves and social media.
Very good. 7:08, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean. A nationwide search happening right now for a missing 2-year-old little girl from Kentucky. According to the Bullitt County Dispatch, Charlie Campbell has been missing since 10 a.m. on Thursday. She was last seen at her grandmother's home, and officials confirm little Charlie is on the autism spectrum. She's described as being approximately 3 feet tall, weighing around 37 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes. Police say that she was last seen in her winter-themed pajamas with a design from the movie Frozen. Every parent can see this, you know, this really impacts me. Now, there is a possibility that she may be traveling with her pet pit bull, Penny. Sweet. Penny is blue and gray in color. Officials are asking people to please, you know, look. Just speak out if you see something, if you're not quite sure. Search crews are doing all that they can on top of using thermal imaging cameras and helicopters to try to locate this 2-year-old little girl. They're urging volunteers to stay out of the woods in the area in which they've been searching for her so that their cameras can pick up on Charlie and no one else. And people who live in that area are asked to check buildings and their property for this child. And again, nationwide search because she could be anywhere, praying for her safe return. Here in the Port City, a Mobile woman has been arrested after being charged with brutally attacking a man who was just trying to do his job. 26-year-old Raven Yates was tracked down in Texas based on the numerous arrest warrants that were out for her. Mobile police say she attacked a man who was trying to repossess her vehicle last March. She was arrested during a traffic stop in Texas. Police say she left the Port City once those warrants were issued 3 months ago. Police report that Yates and Keith Hill attacked the man as he came to retrieve the vehicle. Yates is accused of slashing the man with a box cutter and assaulting him with a rubber mallet. She's charged with 2 counts of robbery first degree, 2 counts of assault second degree, and unlawful breaking and entering into a motor vehicle. As for Hill, he has not been arrested. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California!
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A helicopter that crash-landed in the water off Fort Morgan Thursday afternoon was removed around 10 o'clock last night. The pilot was flying from Destin to Baton Rouge when something went wrong. Swimmers in the water managed to get out of the way in time and no one was hurt.
Dropped down about 20, 30 feet, another 50 feet, and all of a sudden he just started hovering right there. Probably about 20 or 30 feet off of water and just bam, sat it right down.
Police say they know who shot and killed a man on St. Stephen's Road Tuesday night, but they have not filed charges. That will be up to a grand jury. The victim in the case is 23-year-old Gerald Morris. He was shot in his head. A state representative from North Alabama has pleaded not guilty to federal charges involving an alleged medical kickback scheme. State Representative Ed Henry of Hartselle is accused of defrauding Medicare and money laundering in connection with the Montgomery Pain Clinic. The charges do not involve his work as a lawmaker. Henry led the movement to impeach former Governor Robert Bentley. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the first time in their 44-year franchise history, the Washington Capitals are the Stanley Cup champions. Washington scored twice in the third period to defeat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 and win the 2018 NHL Stanley Cup Final 4-1. Alexander Ovechkin has been the face of the franchise for 14 years since he was drafted first overall in the 2004 NHL Draft. Let me tell you, he's lost some teeth since then, since 2004.
That's a source of pride in the NHL.
Does a tooth fairy give him any money for those teeth?
The tooth fairy would go broke with hockey players.
In a way, totally. Every time that his contract was re-upped, probably from losing those teeth, I guess you could call the GM of the Washington Capitals his tooth fairy.
Yes.
Aww.
And it pays a lot per tooth.
Teeth claws.
It does. Ovi scored the second goal of the game on a power play to stretch his scoring streak to 6 games, and he was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy following the game. The Conn Smythe Trophy is given to the MVP of the NHL playoffs. The Knights scored 3 goals in the second period to take a 1-goal lead entering the final period. But Devontae Smith-Pelly scored a tying goal for the Capitals nearly halfway through the third, and Lars Eller scored the game winner just minutes later.
Pass is picked up and carried up by Kempney. Kempney able to pop it back in. Lucas Pisa to take that, and he gave it up there, and it's fed back on for Connolly. Save! Ribbon! Score! It's Eller! It's 4-3 Capitals!
That great call from NBC and Doc Emmerich. Washington winger and Team USA Olympic hero T.J. Oshie dedicated the win to his father, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
My dad's here in the crowd. He's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but he bet your ass is going to remember this one.
Washington's championship's the first for any team in the nation's capital since 1992. The Mobile Bay Bears scored two runs in the ninth inning to defeat the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-7 in the road series finale on Thursday. The Bay Bears won four of the five games played in Chattanooga, and they're 6-2 all on the road to begin the month of June. Tonight, Mobile begins a five-game homestand at the Hank. They'll take on the Jackson Generals at 7 p.m. In NFL news, NFL Hall of Fame inductee Terrell Owens announced that he will not attend his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio this July. The former Benjamin Russell High School athlete from Alexander City released a prepared statement on Thursday announcing his decision, saying, quote, "After visiting Canton earlier this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere." Owens is second only to Jerry Rice in NFL all-time receiving yards, and he's third on the all-time touchdowns receiving list, but was not voted into the Hall in his first 2 years of eligibility. Many voters base their reasoning on Owens' reputation as being a poor team player and a negative presence in the locker room. Owens played 15 seasons for five teams, most notably the San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys. Hall of Fame induction ceremony slated for July 29th in Canton. ESPN's Field Yates reported Thursday that New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. It's the first time Edelman has tested positive, and according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he is appealing the suspension. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power leads at 5-under par following the first round of the 2018 FedEx St. Jude Classic. The 31-year-old Irishman has a one-shot lead over a group of 10 players who are tied for second and 10 more tied for third, two shots behind him. Round two begins this morning. FedEx St. Jude Classic's the final PGA event before the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills next week. And tomorrow night, Justify will try to win at Belmont Downs to become the 13th racehorse in history to sweep the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes and win the Triple Crown. American Pharoah is the latest to win the Triple Crown 3 years ago, but before that, it had been 37 years since the feat was accomplished. Justify is the heavy favorite going into Saturday at 4-5 odds. Hofberg has the second best odds at 9-2, followed by Bravazo and Vino Rosso. Post time tomorrow at 5:37 p.m. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Plan a visit to the West End Beach at Dauphin Island. There's lots going on this weekend. After a day of fun in the sun and water, at dusk Friday evening, the West End Beach free movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. And Sunday at 6 p.m., the Mo Jazz Band entertains. Snack vendors will be on hand. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. So don't wait. Come on down to Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, a few accidents. We've had a big clear down the roadways eastbound, westbound on the Bayway. We're looking good so far from that ride. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork. The 65 splitted again through Tillman's Corner and Theodore all the way up towards Saraland. Really a great start to our Friday morning. Tomorrow night at Flemington Speedway at 913 Highway 113 in Flemington, Alabama, the six-shooter series race number 3 with a huge fireworks display and six divisions running. Get all the details at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
722 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, some news you can use. You can apply today. The fastest way to cool down your vehicle's been sitting in the sun. It's like the surface of the sun. When you get inside, you'd like to cool it down.
Yes!
Some actual techniques. They did the study. They'll tell you how to get it cooled down the fastest. Coming up now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you very much. It's a national story, international now, and we're bringing it closer to home, making sure that people know that there is help if you need help, if you are contemplating suicide, if you know of someone who is. 1-800-273-8255. I will repeat that number, National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. As we're waking up this morning to the news that Anthony Bourdain, described as a gifted storyteller and writer on CNN, he died, 61 years old. CNN confirming the cause of death was suicide. He was over in France working on his award-winning show, Parts Unknown. His close friend, a fellow French chef, found him unresponsive in his hotel room this morning. And, of course, you know, taking to Twitter and looking at comments, and this is interesting. I'm on his page at Anthony Bourdain. It's actually at Bourdain. And one of the last tweets that he put out 4 days ago, he says, this song from the score from tonight's Hong Kong Parts Unknown CNN is going to stay with me. And the name of the song, Rising Sun Blues. And you have to wonder, sometimes you wonder, are people putting out that call for help and they don't know how to do it? And this is, this isn't the time to judge, but this is the time to arm and inform people with all the services that are there. Here closer to home, the Lifelines Counseling Service, they are available. Here's the phone number, 251-602-0909. They're there for emergencies. And on their website, it says, helping people find real solutions to real problems. Lifelines Counseling Services of Mobile, Inc. is the agency of choice to help people find real solutions to real problems. Our goal is to facilitate positive changes in individuals, families, and communities by providing comprehensive education, referral, and counseling services for social, emergency, and financial problems. And I know, Sean, you were talking about these stats and how they're tied into the issues that, you know, we have been feeling more and more as the older we're getting, and finances always are on lists like that.
Yeah, the relationship issues and finances leading causes that they know of. As Centers for Disease Control yesterday put out some stats, said suicide rates are up 30% across the U.S. since 1999. Only about half the people who died by suicide had a known mental health condition, even though depression is thought to be a major cause of suicide. While many cases of mental illness may not be diagnosed, CDC also notes that relationship stress, financial troubles, and substance abuse were contributing to the trends. And, you know, we get this idea that suicide is for younger people here, but it shows the stats. Then we're talking about people in their 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. Actually, the rates went up until you hit 75. The only group that did not see this increase in suicide rates was 75 years old and up. So middle-aged and young, those rates up since 30% since 1999.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to lifelinesmobile.org. They are there to help. Reaching out for the help, that is what is there for you. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Now, Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, the two stories that we've had this week, they both have past history of substance and or alcohol abuse, so I'm sure that played a role. But I'm wondering, the age groups you just mentioned there, of course, younger people, but some of the older people right around Anthony Bourdain's age that you wouldn't normally expect.
Right, that's not a group. 60-year-old, that's not where you usually see this.
How much of that do you think is, do you think there's still a stigma against receiving professional help, going to see a therapist? Especially, I wonder how much of a role that plays.
Especially for people who are well known, because unfortunately confidentiality is an issue, and you know, they don't want their business out there, I would think, so they may wait to get help or not get help at all. And something, I'm glad you brought that up, because his girlfriend, he'd recently gone through a divorce, his girlfriend was one of the women who accused Harvey Weinstein of raping her.
Asia Argento, I think her name.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk talking about the substance abuse, though, that may be a comorbidity. In other words, chicken or the egg, right? You're talking about the number of people for substance abuse. Is it a fact that the substance abuse is filling in, they have depression issues, mental health issues, and they're using that substance versus that substance bringing it on? I'm not saying I'm here to say which one it is, but if you look at the number of those, you know, they talk about the substance abuse, it may be some form of self-medication that's a sign. So it may not be as cut and dry.
1-800-273-8255. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
And, you know, so often when someone does hard drugs, like Anthony Bourdain has admitted to in the past, your brain, it's called a high, and your brain releases those chemicals, and you get that dopamine feeling, and that goes away after a while.
Yep.
And
they plunge into a deep depression.
And I've already seen on Twitter and Facebook, people are saying, looks like he had the life. He's been traveling around the world. He's a TV star. He's been having these great meals. But, you know, depression escapes no one. And maybe he wasn't able to experience the highs sober that you would expect doing things like that because of his past with substance abuse.
Yeah, well said. We'll talk about this throughout the morning. And, of course, going forward, it's one of those things that looking at these stats, it's groups that maybe you're not watching, right? People pay attention for teenagers and those groups, rightly so. But this is people that are 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s in these stats.
Well, and I think that it's important to impress upon people, you never know the demons that people are fighting with. And for those who are always happy and joyful and giving back and doing all these things, you always hear, but they were so happy. You have no idea what they're going home to, if they have anybody to go home to, their past struggles. And so just getting this information out, if we can help save a life, lives, and then we're doing what we're supposed to do.
All right. Listen, on the happier note this morning, they finally figured out how to get our cars cooled down as quickly as possible. I'm picturing a bunch of people in lab coats out there doing the research. And so when you open up your vehicle and it's 8,000 degrees in it, how do you get it cooled down the most quickly? Well, the experiment did this. They used four different methods. Number one method, blasting the AC, but keeping the car parked the whole time. Second method, blasting the AC and drive with the windows down. Third method, blast the AC and drive with the windows up. And number four, roll the passenger windows down, fan the car with the driver's side door, and then blast the AC to drive off with the windows up. They found out number four is actually the best way cools down your car the fastest. Apparently, it creates a low-pressure system that literally sucks the hot air out of the car. The car's cooled at a rate of 3.6 degrees per minute, which is a half a degree better than the next best option, which is blasting the AC and driving with the windows up. So roll the passenger windows down and fan that car, y'all.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A volunteer firefighter from Fairhope is in jail this morning, accused of trying to have sex with someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl. The arrest was part of a larger sex sting in Northwest Florida. 21-year-old Aaron Green used the Kick app to communicate with a person who turned out to be an undercover investigator. The Fairhope volunteer fire chief will hold a press conference this morning. A Mobile police chase ends in a crash on Azalea Road in Mobile last night. Police say the chase started at Knollwood Drive and Greelot Road. The car was stolen from Biola Battery. One of the four suspects in the stolen car was taken to the hospital with injuries. The people in the second car declined treatment. Pensacola police now say they are looking for a late model white Dodge Challenger with damage to the driver's side and also missing the driver's side mirror. The vehicle was involved in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola Wednesday night. An 8-month-old baby and an adult were killed as they tried to cross the street. A $3,000 reward is being offered. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. For a limited time only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 12 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
President Trump plans to attend the G7 summit in Canada today and leave tomorrow morning. Correspondent Boris Sanchez reports the announcement of a shortened trip follows criticism of Trump's trade policies by some American allies.
As late as Thursday afternoon, President Trump was questioning why to even attend the summit at all, asking aides what the point would be.
Chef Anthony Bourdain, host of CNN's Parts Unknown, is dead. Bourdain, who hanged himself in his hotel room in France, was found by members of his broadcast crew.
His series, Parts Unknown, has won almost every award possible. He loved producing this series, traveling the globe, talking with people about life and love and death.
That's correspondent Brian Stelter. Bourdain was 61. A former employee of the Senate Intelligence Committee is under arrest and accused of lying to the FBI about contact with journalists who covered the Intelligence Committee. I'm Evan Haining.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office, 649-7733.
I'm Ross Akay with Your Money Now. A bipartisan group of senators has already introduced legislation to reverse the ZTE deal announced by the Trump administration. The Commerce Department punished ZTE in April for selling banned technology to North Korea and Iran, but the White House knocked the penalty down to a $1 billion fine and some additional oversight. That effectively was the difference between ZTE going out of business or not. At the beginning of the NBA Championship Series, Taco Bell promised free tacos if a team steals a game while on the road. At Wednesday night's Game 3, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers at Quicken Loans Arena in Ohio, so line up for your free food at our participating Taco Bell location next Wednesday. McDonald's rose after the company announced a new batch of layoffs, and that helped the Dow close 95 points higher. The Nasdaq ended the day 54 points lower, breaking a string of three consecutive record sessions for the tech-heavy index. S&P inched 2 points lower. Futures lower today. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, yesterday, while hot, didn't feel so bad. It seemed drier out there yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the humidity at one point, the mid-afternoon hours, was in the upper 30s. And so that's good, because last week we had readings in the afternoon in the 60 to 70% area, and was very, very uncomfortable. We should have another decent day today. It should be sunny and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. I look for temperatures up around 92, perhaps 93, and 93 was what we had yesterday. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening, all around 70 degrees, and then for the weekend, a little more humid and with a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. So Saturday, mostly sunny, but then scattered afternoon thunderstorms, a high in the low 90s. And then on Sunday again, mostly sunny, with, of course, afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. We'll look ahead to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's back to the way it should be this time of the year, more humid. Afternoon thunderstorms are likely, and temperatures anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Dr. Bill, how are things looking in the tropics?
Right now, about the only thunderstorm activity of any significance is over the western Caribbean, near the coast of the countries of Central America. And elsewhere, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic.
Speaking of the Gulf of Mexico, a lot of folks getting ready to get out this weekend on the water. How are we looking on a marine forecast?
Really, it's looking pretty good. For Saturday, a westerly wind at 10 to 15 knots in the morning, and becoming southerly at 8 to 13 knots in the afternoon. Seas just around 1 foot for Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll start out with a northwest wind at 8 to 13 knots and becoming southwest in the afternoon. And again, seas around 1 foot. So looks really good.
Yeah, that's good news for us compared to last weekend offshore. It's going to be a lot nicer. All right, Dr. Bill, big weekend ahead. So we are time to put a number on this baby with the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What say you?
Well, we've got thunderstorms to contend with this weekend during the afternoon hours. Your best time is going to be during the morning to be outside and certainly maybe in the early afternoon. And it's also going to be more humid. So I'm going to go with a 1.7820.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, that's,
not bad at all.
It could be a lot worse. I'll take that. Dr. Bill, thank you. We'll get out and enjoy that.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 737 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning, sitting at 70 now at our studios. Let's check traffic in the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue as traffic delays. Airport and Mont Lamar, also off the Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, starting to pick up there. No problems as you travel from the 65 split towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore or downtown. From the tunnels to Bayway and the Causeway, it's a good ride over towards the Eastern Shore. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left, with great deals now on the used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
I'd like to place an order for delivery. The Mystic Topaz earrings.
Really?
I need it delivered to the spa at the hotel downtown today.
Really?
Well, the missus was online paying her credit card and noticed a pending payment to the hotel downtown. The kids were so sick and loud, and Mama had the flu with them. It was absolute chaos.
I remember how it was when my kids were young.
I just needed a break, so I called off work, I booked a room, I got a massage, room service, and slept in utter peace and quiet till it was time for me to go home.
Dave, really?
So I woke up this morning with a note on the pillow saying she called me out of work today, and then left me a list of who gets what medicine when and who can eat what, and along with a chore list, and she's staying at the same hotel.
Wow. Hey, should I send the matching pendant too?
Might as well. I just got to say, Ron, it was worth it.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. A teenager missing this morning in Florida. Authorities need your help. The Walton County Sheriff's Office working right now to find 16-year-old Xavier Khalid after he ran away from a home on Mallet Bayou Road. This is in Freeport, Florida. He was last seen 5 days ago, about 10:30 p.m. Social media may have played a role as authorities believe he made a connection with his friends via Instagram to link up somewhere in the Navarre area or possibly the Cantonment area. This young man is described as a Hispanic male, 5'7", 165 pounds, brown hair and blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a Foley football compression shirt, blue jeans, and had a yellow bag. If you have information, you can call the Walton County Sheriff's Office at 850-892-8186, or you can remain anonymous by calling the Emerald Coast Crime Stoppers at 850-863-TIPS. We have an update on that grenade scare at Houston Hobby yesterday. You'll recall we brought you this news as breaking news around 4:30 a.m. on Thursday. TSA noticed an object cleared the screening area and hundreds of people were evacuated. We now know, according to the Associated Press, it was a 17-year-old Boy Scout who packed a toy grenade in his carry-on bag, which then ignited that scare. and he could face a federal fine. At this hour, though, it's still unclear as to why the teenager had that novelty grenade in his bag. Houston police said the state will not charge him, but again, he could face a federal fine. More than a dozen flights were impacted, with delays topping more than 1 hour. The explosive scare occurred only 24 hours after police had to detain what they're calling an impatient passenger who made comments at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. So same state, different airport. They say that that inappropriate comment then prompted a bomb squad to have to close the international terminal for nearly 1 hour. That, of course, created a backlog of at least 1,000 people who were waiting to go through security. Before you hop on the plane, if you're not quite sure what you can and cannot bring, I'm sure grenades are not on that list.
That's right.
But be sure you can go to TSA. They have a "What Can I Bring?" portion of their website. That will save you a whole lot of headache. Don't forget to pack your patience. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry, talk inventory. How's it looking at LCM?
We got a great inventory. The only thing we're a little low on is trucks, so we'll be buying some more of those this week.
Okay, talk to us about that, too. If somebody hears that and goes, that's what I'm looking for, I'm looking for a truck. If y'all are going to go find one of those vehicles, what do we need to do to get in touch with you?
They can either come by and see us. We'll pull it all up on the big screen TV, look at all the different models, variations, colors, everything around the southeast. Or they can just go online, request line, and fill out a request for us.
All right. And how specific do folks get with you on that? Do they give you, I mean, even the color of the vehicle, or how does it done?
Yeah, most folks are pretty specific. They know what they want. They want the color. They want the equipment. They want the miles and price range. So we can get real specific.
All right. Give us directions to come see y'all.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A helicopter that crash-landed in the water off Fort Morgan Thursday afternoon was removed around 10 o'clock last night. The pilot was flying from Destin to Baton Rouge when something went wrong. Swimmers in the water managed to get out of the way in time, and no one was hurt.
Dropped down about 20, 30 feet, another 50 feet, and all of a sudden he just started hovering right there. Probably about 20 or 30 feet off of water and just, bam, sat it right down.
Police say they know who shot and killed a man on St. Stephen's Road Tuesday night, but they have not filed charges. That will be up to a grand jury. The victim in the case is 23-year-old Gerald Morris. He was shot in his head. A state representative from North Alabama has pleaded not guilty to federal charges involving an alleged medical kickback scheme. State Representative Ed Henry of Hartselle is accused of defrauding Medicare and money laundering in connection with the Montgomery Pain Clinic. The charges do not involve his work as a lawmaker. Henry led the movement to impeach former Governor Robert Bentley. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. For the first time in their 44-year franchise history, the Washington Capitals are the Stanley Cup champions. Washington scored twice in the third period to defeat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 and win the 2018 NHL Stanley Cup Final 4-1. Alexander Ovechkin has been the face of the franchise for 14 years since he was drafted first overall in the 2004 draft. Ovi scored the second goal of the game on a power play to stretch his scoring streak to 6 games and was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy following the game. The Conn Smythe Trophy is given to the MVP of the NHL playoffs. The Knights scored three goals in the second period to take a one-goal lead entering the final period, but Devontae Smith-Pelly scored a tying goal for the Capitals nearly halfway through the third, and Lars Eller scored the game winner just minutes later.
Pass is picked up and carried up by Kempney. Kempney able to pop it back in. Lucas Pisa to take that, and he gave it up there, and it's fed back on for Connolly. Save! Ribbon! Score!
That call from Doc Emmerich on NBC. Washington winger and Team USA Olympic hero TJ Oshie dedicated the win to his father, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
My dad's here in the crowd. He's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but you bet your ass he's gonna remember this one.
Washington's championship's the first for any team in the nation's capital since 1992. The Mobile Bay Bears scored two runs in the ninth inning to defeat the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-7 in the Road Series finale on Thursday. Bay Bears won four of the five games played in Chattanooga, and they're 6-2, all on the road to begin the month of June. Tonight, Mobile begins a five-game homestand at the Hank. They'll take on the Jackson Generals at 7 p.m. In NFL news, NFL Hall of Fame inductee Terrell Owens announced that he will not attend his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio this July. The former Benjamin Russell High School athlete from Alexander City released a prepared statement on Thursday announcing his decision, saying, quote, "After visiting Canton earlier this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere." Owens is second to only Jerry Rice in NFL all-time receiving yards, and he's third on the all-time touchdowns receiving list, but was not voted into the Hall in his first 2 years of eligibility. Many voters base their reasoning on Owens' reputation as being a poor team player and negative presence in the locker room. Owens played 15 seasons for five teams, most notably the San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony slated for July 29th in Canton. ESPN's Field Yates reported Thursday that New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. It's the first time that Edelman has tested positive, and according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he is appealing the suspension. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power leads at 5-under par following the first round of the FedEx St. Jude Classic. 31-year-old Irishman has a one-shot lead over a group of 10 players who are tied for second, and there are 10 more behind them tied for third. Round two begins this morning. FedEx St. Jude Classic is the final PGA event before the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills next week. Tomorrow night, Justify will try to win at Belmont Downs to become the 13th racehorse in history to sweep the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes and win the Triple Crown. American Pharoah is the latest to win the Triple Crown 3 years ago, but before that, it had been 37 years since the feat was accomplished. Post time tomorrow at 5:37 p.m. 7:48 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers are on the scene of an accident now, 181 and 104 accident with road blockage in Baldwin County, so be careful as you're traveling up towards Fairhope and Daphne, that area. Beyond that, a good ride across the bayway. No delays from downtown and over towards Mobile. You've had no other accidents in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer, July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms clouds, lows around 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At 7:51, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And, hey, coming up next Friday at Cottage Hill Package, the new Biloxi Brewing Company is going to be there hosting a free tasting of their delicious beers from 6 to 8. Biloxi Brewing, a veteran-owned local brewery on the Gulf Coast. Support these beer artisans and come taste the awesome Biloxi Brewing beers. They're going to bring their Biloxi Blonde Ale for us to taste, also their Pale Ale. This goes on a week from tonight, 6 o'clock. And remember, when you're there at Cottage Hill Package, think about shopping for Dad for Father's Day coming up. Huge selection of craft beers, also cigars, fine wines, spirits, all in one place. Cottage Hill and Hillcrest online at cottagehillpackage.com or check them out on Facebook at Cottage Hill Package. By the way, they were voted Alabama's number one independent package store. And once you go in, you'll see exactly why. The Manis family does a fantastic job. And it's fun, not just a store. They got events like last night's adult spelling bee and the beer tastings and all these things that go on. They're a whole lot of fun, and we'd love to see you out there very soon. But yeah, Biloxi Brewing Company a week from tonight out at Cottage Hill Package. 7:52, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, thank you so much, Sean. We are getting you caught up on news you may have missed in our first hour. Do want to tell you this. Mobile police need your help to keep our streets safe as two teenagers, both armed and dangerous, are now they're out on the streets, according to authorities. They held up a local dollar store and threatened to kill an elderly customer. Devontae Tower and Contravian Timms are both 19 years old. According to Mobile Police, they held up the dollar store on Stanton Road back in May. They took money from the elderly man. Then they forced him to go to the back of the store located very close to where the safe is. They forced the man to lay on the floor, and they told him if he moved that they would shoot him. Thankfully, the elderly man was not injured, but as for the teens, they took off from the store. They have not been seen since, and they could still be here in the Mobile area. They will both be charged once captured with first-degree robbery and kidnapping. If you have information, call 251-208-7000. We also now know the name of a homicide victim here in Mobile, and a Mobile County grand jury will decide if charges should be filed in this homicide investigation. That's according to police. On Tuesday, police responded to St. Stephen's Road at St. Stephen's Court in reference to a person shot, and that is where they found the male victim with a gunshot wound. That victim has been identified as 23-year-old Gerald Morris. He was taken to a hospital but later died as a result of his injuries. This case will be presented to a grand jury. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you so much. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5. We'll find out what's cooking. Alec Naiman joins us next.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But some are better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, and time to check in with Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
just my favorite part of the show, man.
And people get ready for the weekend. You're working off the fact that maybe they had some snapper from last weekend, but for sure the weather looks better, people getting out this weekend. So give us a recipe here for those delicious red snapper.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I need somebody to bring me some snapper, okay?
Okay, we'll work a deal.
So I'm out there begging now. All right, don't make me beg too hard. All right, here's what I do. I like to make this what I call my jalapeno strawberry avocado sauce, okay?
Okay.
I give me some good old fresh jalapenos, and I scoop out all the seeds and all the insides. You know, you got to watch it now. You got to put some gloves on, because once it gets on your finger and you go to rub your eye or any of that kind of stuff, you'll be hating me when it's all over. So, anyhow, I get some jalapenos and chop them up really, really fine. I get me some strawberries and I chop them up pretty fine. I get me some red onion and I chop that up pretty fine. I get a handful of fresh cilantro and I chop that up. I squeeze a little bit of fresh lemon in this stuff. I put some sugar on it. I add a little salt, of course. I get me a ripe avocado and I skin it out and take the seed out, and then I chop it, I dice it up, you know, and leave little bitty chunks, you know. And I put a little olive oil and a little salt. Now what I do, I get my snapper ready, and I season it on both sides. I leave the skin on one side, but I season it on both sides. And I squeeze a little lime juice on there, and rub some salt on it. But then I grill it with the skin side down, okay? And mm-hmm. I let it stay on the grill side down till it's just about done. Maybe 8 to 10 minutes, and I take it off and I flip it over and I just pull the skin off the backside of it, and then I put a good bit of my little what I call my jalapeno strawberry avocado salsa on top, and I fly it right back in the oven for just a minute just to warm up my salsa just a tad, pull it out, we start eating on that snapper with that sauce. It's real refreshing. It's a kind of a summer twist to the kind of grilled red snapper. What do you think, man?
I think it sounds fantastic. It's like I got to get out there this afternoon. I was planning on going in the morning, but I might get this afternoon to get some fish to use for this recipe. All right, Alec, if even better, having you cook this or any of the other hundreds of recipes at Neiman's Catering, how do we get in touch?
Man, listen, call me 473-3900. Look me up on the web at neimanscatering.com. Follow me on Facebook. I always put a bunch of good stuff up there. I even got a blog, man. I didn't know I had a blog. I got a lady that, you know, she takes what I say and puts it in the blog. And, of course, I have to learn how to talk so she don't have to use all my words. But, anyhow, I put recipes up there, all that kind of stuff. And I think you can get to the blog from my wedding page. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you get it from, but I think the Facebook page. Or maybe you get to my blog from the website at neimanscatering.com. That's it. I think the website. Something like that. I'll have to ask her how you get to the blog, but I don't really know.
Okay, so that's your homework for next week, is to know how to get to the blog. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough, man. Fair enough.
All right, so, Alec Neiman.
You want me to come boil you some shrimp in the meantime, okay? Or fry you some shrimp, or I don't know, whatever you want. Just call me.
All right.
473-3900.
Alec Neiman. Neiman's Catering. And what's cooking on a Friday? All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 on the way.